Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Person Who Has Encouraged You to Pursue Your Dreams. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics that require candidates to discuss influential people in their lives. One such recurring theme is describing a person who has encouraged you to pursue your dreams. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to articulate personal experiences, express emotions, and use descriptive language effectively. Let's explore how to excel in this speaking task and achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the sample answers, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking about a person who has encouraged you to pursue your dreams. They want to assess your ability to describe a person in detail. Express the impact this person has had on your life. Use a range of vocabulary related to personality traits and influence. Speak fluently and coherently about personal experiences. Use appropriate tense structures when narrating past events and their consequences. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about dreams and aspirations. Here are some possible questions. Do you have any dreams or goals for the future? How important do you think it is to have dreams? Has anyone ever encouraged you to follow your dreams? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely. I've been fortunate to have several people in my life who have encouraged me to pursue my aspirations. One person who stands out is my high school art teacher, Miss Johnson. She recognized my potential in graphic design and consistently motivated me to develop my skills. Her unwavering support and belief in my abilities were instrumental in my decision to study design at university and ultimately pursue a career in this field. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue your dreams. You should say, who this person is, how you know this person, what dreams they encouraged you to pursue, and explain how this person encouraged you. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my uncle Mark, who has been a significant influence in my life and has consistently encouraged me to pursue my dreams of becoming an entrepreneur. I've known Uncle Mark since I was a child, as he's my father's younger brother. He's always been a central figure in our family gatherings, and I've admired him for his successful business ventures and positive outlook on life. Uncle Mark has primarily encouraged me to pursue my dream of starting my own tech company. He recognized my passion for technology and innovation from an early age and has been nurturing this interest ever since. The way Uncle Mark has encouraged me is truly inspiring. Firstly, he's always been an attentive listener, showing genuine interest in my ideas and providing constructive feedback. He shared his own experiences as an entrepreneur, both successes and failures, which has given me a realistic perspective on the challenges I might face. Moreover, Uncle Mark has been proactive in connecting me with other professionals in the tech industry. He's introduced me to potential mentors and even invited me to networking events, which have been invaluable for building my knowledge and contacts. Perhaps most importantly, Uncle Mark has instilled in me the belief that I can overcome any obstacle with perseverance and creativity. His unwavering faith in my abilities has boosted my confidence tremendously. In conclusion, Uncle Mark's encouragement has been multifaceted and consistent. His support has not only helped me clarify my goals, but also provided me with the tools and mindset necessary to pursue them actively. I'm incredibly grateful for his influence in my life. Examiner's follow-up questions. How has this person's encouragement affected your life choices? Do you think it's important for young people to have mentors? In what ways can society encourage young people to pursue their dreams? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. Uncle Mark's encouragement has profoundly impacted my life choices. His support has given me the confidence to take calculated risks and pursue opportunities I might have otherwise overlooked. For instance, I chose to study computer science at university, even though it was a challenging field, because I knew I had his backing. Moreover, his guidance has influenced my approach to problem solving and decision making. I now tend to view obstacles as learning experiences rather than setbacks, which is a mindset I've directly adopted from him. Overall, His encouragement has shaped my career path and personal development in ways I'm still discovering. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think society's attitude towards pursuing dreams has changed over the years? Sample answer, Band 8-9. I believe society's attitude towards pursuing dreams has undergone a significant transformation in recent years. In the past, there was often a more rigid expectation for people to follow traditional career paths and prioritize stability over personal fulfillment. However, we're now seeing a paradigm shift towards valuing individual passions and encouraging diverse career choices. This change can be attributed to several factors. Firstly, the rise of the digital age has created numerous new opportunities and career paths that didn't exist before, making it more acceptable to pursue unconventional dreams. Secondly, there's been a growing emphasis on work-life balance and personal happiness, which has led to more support for people following their passions. Moreover, success stories of entrepreneurs and innovators who pursued their dreams have become more visible through social media and other platforms. This visibility has inspired others and challenged the status quo, making dream pursuit more socially acceptable. However, it's important to note that this shift isn't universal. There are still cultural and economic factors that can limit dream pursuit in some societies. Additionally, the increased support for following dreams has also led to new challenges, such as the pressure to turn hobbies into profitable ventures. In conclusion, while society has become more supportive of dream pursuit overall, it's a complex issue with both positive developments and new challenges to navigate. Examiner, do you think the government should play a role in helping people achieve their dreams? Sample answer. This is a nuanced issue that requires careful consideration. On one hand, I believe the government can play a crucial role in creating an environment that enables people to pursue their dreams. This could involve several approaches. Firstly, the government can invest in education and skills training programs that equip people with the tools they need to chase their aspirations. This might include funding for arts programs, technical training, or entrepreneurship courses. Secondly, the government can implement policies that support small businesses and startups, such as tax incentives or grants for innovative projects. This can help reduce the financial barriers that often prevent people from pursuing their dreams. Moreover, the government can work on improving social safety nets. When people feel secure in their basic needs, they're more likely to take risks and pursue their passions. However, it's also important to consider the potential drawbacks of government involvement. Too much interference could lead to a dependency culture or stifle individual initiative. There's also the question of how to fairly allocate resources among different dreams and aspirations. Ultimately, I believe the government's role should be to create opportunities and remove barriers rather than directly managing people's dream pursuits. It's about striking a balance between support and allowing space for personal responsibility and initiative. In conclusion, while government support can be beneficial, it should be implemented thoughtfully to empower individuals without overshadowing personal drive and responsibility. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms that can elevate your responses. Influential, adjective, inflal, having great influence on someone or something. Example, my mentor has been an influential figure in shaping my career choices. To nurture, verb, nurture, to encourage or support the development of someone or something. Example, my parents nurtured my interest in science from a young age. Unwavering, adjective, unwavering, not changing or becoming weaker. Example, his unwavering support gave me the confidence to pursue my dreams. To instill, verb, instill, to gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example, my mentor instilled in me the belief that hard work always pays off. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, her encouragement was multifaceted, involving emotional support, practical advice, and networking opportunities. Examiner's advice. to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing a person who has encouraged you to pursue your dreams. Be specific. Provide detailed examples of how the person encouraged you. Use a range of tenses. Incorporate past, present, and future tenses to discuss the person's influence over time. Show reflection. Demonstrate how this person's encouragement has impacted your life and decisions. Use idiomatic language. Incorporate relevant idioms or expressions to enhance your language use. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently about personal experiences. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and seek feedback to improve your performance. For more tips on how to excel in IELTS speaking, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a person who has been a great support in your life, or how to describe a person who has positively influenced you. These resources can provide additional strategies and language to enhance your speaking skills.